Vocabulary Basics by Judith Nadell, Takashi Aso, Shigehiko Tanaka, Kikuo Toyama. Recorded by
Brian Ewell
and Kay Husky. Published by Seibido. Chapter 1. Matching Words with Definitions. A. 1. Curious. 2. Cancel. 3. Agreement. 4. Dependent. Example sentences. Scientists are curious people. They want to know how nature works. The teacher canceled the test because so many students were absent. After fighting for hours, the little girls made an agreement to share their toys. Tyron's father said to him, "You are still much too dependent on me. It's about time you got a job and supported yourself."
B. 5. Peculiar. 6. Odor. 7. Prepare. 8. Flexible. Example sentences. Jack didn't know why people were giving him peculiar looks until he realized there was a large hole in his pants. If you think there is an odor of gas in your home, you should call the gas company right away. To prepare for the difficult test, Jeff decided to stay up all night and study. Karen is so flexible that she can sit down and lift her ankle over her head.
Check 1. 1. I was curious about the two new students. They arrived in class carrying briefcases and laptop computers. 2. Ben is happy to live at home, pay no rent, and use his mother's car. But I don't think it's suitable for a grown man to be so dependent on his parents. 3. I can't imagine what that peculiar smell is from. It's like a mixture of burning tires and freshly cut grass. 4. The odor of dirty socks and old sneakers filled the boy's bedroom.
Check 2. Barbie. A bad example? I want a Barbie! I want a Barbie! Most parents have heard that cry. Lots of little girls love Barbie. Barbie has been around for many years, and she will probably be around for many more. But some parents worry about Barbie. They worry that as their daughters prepare to grow up, they will look at Barbie and think, "She's so pretty, I want to be like her." The problem is that no healthy, normal woman looks like Barbie. If Barbie were full-sized, she would be more than 6 feet tall and weigh about 100 pounds. Little girls may get the idea that in order to be pretty, they must have a very thin body. Parents need to tell their daughters that it is more important to have a strong, flexible body, one that can run and jump, twist and turn. Of course, it's hard to tell a little girl that she can't have a Barbie if all her friends do. So some parents get together and among themselves make an agreement not to buy Barbie dolls. The parents cancel their plans to buy Barbie and buy dolls that have more healthy-looking bodies. Chapter 2. Matching Words with Definitions. A. 1. Daily. 2. Entertain. 3. Identify. 4. Preference. Example sentences. Washing the dishes is one of my sister's daily jobs. While we were stuck at home during the snowstorm, my brother entertained us with ghost stories. The police used the fingerprints they found to identify who the bank robbers were. There are Chinese, Italian, and Indian restaurants nearby. What's your preference for dinner tonight?
B. 5. Negative. 6. Original. 7. Tension. 8. Suitable. Example sentences. I turned off the TV because I didn't want to hear another negative story about crime and violence. All the students in the class thought that the ending of my short story was original and very different from anything they had ever read. Whenever she gets upset or feels tension, Jane takes a hot bath. Because the prices and food are so good, we decided that the Red Lion Inn would be suitable for our bowling banquet.
Check 1. 1. Cindy takes a daily walk right after work because it helps her calm down after a long day filled with tension. 2. Although my preference is for a daytime job, I will work at night if necessary. 3. Sharon asked her mother if her blue dress was suitable for a funeral or if she had to wear black. 4. My 3-year-old nephew entertained us by singing a little song about a spider in the rain last night.
Check 2. A late love letter. Years ago, a man working in Hawaii wrote a love letter to his wife in Seattle. He put the letter in a bottle and threw the bottle in the Pacific Ocean. He hoped the bottle would end up on a beach near Seattle. However, the bottle washed up on a beach thousands of miles away, where it was picked up by Chris Willie. Willie, of course, was curious about the letter. He took it out of the bottle and read what the man had written. Smiling, Willie thought to himself, "There are so many sad, negative things in the world. It's wonderful that the writer has found such a surprising and original way to show his love." Then Willie put the letter and the bottle in a package, which he mailed to Seattle. Soon, though, the package was returned, with the message, "No longer at this address." Next, Willie mailed the package to a Seattle daily newspaper. The paper printed the letter, but no one called to say she was the woman to whom the letter was addressed. 6 years later, a newspaper reporter finally identified the woman and read her the letter over the phone. The letter began, "If by the time this letter reaches you, I am old and gray, I know that our love will be as great as it is today." When the reporter finished reading, he heard the woman laughing. "Well," she said, "I hate to tell you, but we got divorced." Then she hung up.